I'm Jason Brown, the pastor without a pulpit, and here is your faith for today. Our title is Faith Isn't a Feeling. 2 Corinthians 5:7 says, "For we walk by faith, not by sight." Have you ever had a moment when you prayed and felt like your words were bouncing off the ceiling? Or when you showed up to church, opened your Bible, tried to worship, but nothing stirred in your heart? You felt spiritually dry, distant, maybe even abandoned. If you've ever felt that way, you're not alone. Let me tell you something that might sound a little bit strange, but is deeply true. Faith is not a feeling. Your salvation is not dependent upon your emotions. Your relationship with God is not validated by how spiritual you are today. Feelings is our first topic here. Feelings are fickle, but God is faithful. Feelings come and go like waves on the ocean. One minute we feel close to God on the mountaintop, full of joy, fire, passion. The next, we're in the valley, tired, doubtful, wondering if God even hears us. But let's be clear. God doesn't change based on how we feel. Hebrews 13:8 tells us Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Faith says, "I believe God is with me, even when I can't feel him." Moving on to point two, the Psalms show us the real struggle. David, the man after God's own heart, wrote in Psalm 13:1, "How long, Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me?" That's raw. That's honest. But then, in the same psalm, he says, "But I trust in your unfailing love." David's feelings were screaming, "God is gone." But his faith was saying, "God is still good." Moves to point three. Faith is an act of trust. Faith is not passive. It is not sitting around waiting to feel something holy. Faith is waking up each day and saying, "Lord, I don't feel you right now, but I still serve you. I still read your word. I still love you. I still love my neighbor. I still pray. I still believe." The powerful faith, Hebrews 11:1, reminds us, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen," and I would add, not felt. Moving on to point four, Jesus felt the silence too. Even Jesus cried out on the cross, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Matthew 27:46. He felt alone, but he knew his mission. He knew the Father had not forsaken him. Jesus pressed forward, not because he felt the Father, but because he trusted the Father. So when you feel distant from God, remember Jesus walked the path too. You are not forsaken. Well, point five. Yeah, we have a point five this week. How do we walk through the silence? One, stay in the Word. Even when it feels dry, it's still alive and active. Read Hebrews 4:12. Keep praying. Be honest. Tell God how you feel. Don't stop talking to him. Lean on community. When you're weak, let others carry you in prayer and encouragement. Number four, remember the past. The past faithfulness. Journal what God has done. Recall the times he came through before. Wrapping it up, your faith is not proven when you feel close to God. Your faith's proven when you continue to trust him, even when you don't. Feelings are wonderful, but they are not foundations. Jesus is the foundation. So you are in a dry season, a dark valley, or an emotional wilderness, don't give up. God is still God. He's still with you. And faith says, "I will trust you even here." Amen. I'm Jason Brown, the pastor without a pulpit, and this was your faith for today.